Let me tell you, he's an old time. Miss Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Oh, my God, on time God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We serve an on time God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's on time, hey, Lord. We serve an on time God. Yes, he is. He's on time. He's on time, hey, Jesus. He may not come when you want him to, but when he comes, he's on time. He's on time. He's on time. God is an on time God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him to, but when he comes, he's on time. On time God. Yes, I am serving an on time God. Yes, he is. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for being an on-time God. You may not be there when I want you to, but when you come, you're on time. You're on time. Hey, Jesus. He's on time, y'all. God is an on-time God. I say God is an on-time God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Because you're on time. I love it. Because my God is on time. He's never late. He's on time. He's on time. He never slumber, nor does he sleep. He's on time. I'm going to say this again. I can go to bed at night and I can go to sleep. Because God is an on time God. Hey, yes, he is. Yes. I hope y'all know that God is an on time God. He's on time. He's on time. He's on time. Thank you, Jesus, for being an on time God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, praise your name tonight, Lord. I praise your name, Father. I thank you, my Lord. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for all of what you have done, hey, Jesus. Thank you for what you are doing now. And I thank you for what you're going to continue to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 52 weeks of love. Week 52. Hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want to say to you tonight, according to John 3:16, the gospel according to John 3:16, it reads, God so loved the world, he gave his only one and begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at that word, shall. Shall means it's a promise. He said he'll give us everlasting life, eternal life. Thank you, Lord God. Thank Jesus. And I want to say to you all tonight, oh my God. Thank you, the devil is alive in Jesus' name. I want to share 7 ways with you that God loves us. Amen. There are so many ways in the Bible that God tells us he loves us. And I would like to share 7 ways with you all tonight. Number 1, God loves us with atoning love. He atones for our sins. God loves us with calling love. He called us out of darkness, and he translated us into his marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. Number 3, God loves us with the redeeming love. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord God. And number 4, God loves us with justifying love. Thank you, Jesus. And number 5, God loves us with the, thank you, Jesus. Number 6, God loves us with sanctifying love. Excuse me, y'all. God loves us with glorifying love. God is glorious. We're serving a glorious God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And I, those who have their Bibles, turn your Bibles with me. I'll be coming from 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, verse 11. And I want to use our subject tonight. The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. All through the Bible, we are given symbols of the Holy Spirit. Through these symbols, we learn who the Holy Spirit is and how he manifests himself and interacts with his people. He interacts with his people through fire, oil, water, the dove, and the wind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? Fire is purifying. Oil, healing, and comforting. The water is a cleansing, life-giving agent. The dove, gentle, peaceful, comforting, guiding, warning. And finally, the wind. Hallelujah. I don't really have time to talk about the wind. But if I did, I would bring to your attention. It was the wind that opened the Red Sea. It was the wind that closed it again. The wind opened the way for their escape. And the wind moved the waters to return and close upon and destroy the enemy. And to destroy their enemy. It was the wind that dried up the flood. Waters from the earth. After it had rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Come on, somebody. It was the wind that brought the plague of locusts upon the Egyptians. And it was a wind that took them away. It was a wind from the Lord that brought quail to the complaining Israelites. It was a wind that brought the rain that ended a 3.5 years drought in Israel. The wind speaks of God's power. Listen at this, my brothers and my sisters. The wind speaks of God's power, and it speaks of change. When the wind of God blows, it brings change. Somebody here tonight who need a change, you need the power of God, the wind of God to blow through your life tonight. Did y'all get that? Hello, somebody. You can't see it. I can't touch it. But it's changing. I don't know how God's going to do it. But it is changing. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is changing. Look at Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verses 9. It said, then said he unto me, this is God speaking to Ezekiel. He told Ezekiel, he said, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. Thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds of the earth and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was not the fire in the valley that day, and it was not the oil, and it was not the water, and it was not the dove that brought restoration and resurrection to a valley of dry bones. Come on, somebody. But it was the wind of God. It was the wind of God, y'all. The wind of heaven. The power of God. And the breath of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise of God. Sometimes we need the fire. And sometimes we need the oil. And sometimes we need the water. And sometimes we need the dove. Thank you, Lord God. But when you need a change, I'm talking about a change, y'all. When you need a resurrection, when you need the power of God to come into your life and quicken and raise up something in your life that had died or is dying, yes. Need the wind. You need the wind of God to blow. You need the wind of God to blow. I'm talking about blowing now. Right now. We need the wind of God to blow. Hallelujah, Jesus. That same power. I need y'all to hear me tonight. That same power. Hey, Jesus. That same anointing. That same wind that blew through the valley of dry bones is ready to blow on these airways tonight, right now. Blow on the now network. Blow wind through the airways, the Blog Talk Radio, the internet, the iCar later. Whoever's listening, whatever way you are listening, hey, Lord, the wind's going to blow. It's blowing in this house right now. Hey, Lord. Lift your hands right now and tell God, let the wind blow. Hey, Jesus. Lift your hands right now and tell God, let the wind blow. Lift your hands right now and tell God, let the wind blow. Come on, somebody. Lift your hands right now and tell God, let the wind blow. What if I do not have enough faith to see change? In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 3, says, for what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? God's faithfulness is not based on our faithfulness or on the faithfulness of those who are around us. No matter what, I say no matter what, God remains faithful. I say God remains faithful. And 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 13, if we are faithful or we are faithless, God remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Thank you, Lord God. We should never, y'all, never let other people's opinion, no matter who they are, carry more weight than that God has already provided for, paid for, and promised to us. Amen? What other people say are usually just watered down and tend to kill your dream. Kill your dreams anyways. Oh, my God. Just because they don't believe in you should not affect what you believe anyway. Look at 1 Kings 19, chapter 11. It reads, and he said, and God said, he, me, God, and God said, go forth, stand up on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain, and break it in pieces, the rock, before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When the wind blows, things change. I say when the wind blows, things changes. Yes. When Elijah, y'all need to hear this, my brothers and my sisters. When Elijah was hiding out in the cave, afraid that Jezebel would take his life, the Bible says that the Lord passed by the cave. And when he, oh my God, and when he did, there was a wind, an earthquake, and a fire. The Lord caused it all. The Lord caused it all. I want to focus for a minute on the wind that blew that day. It was not a song. Gentle breeze or a warm summer night. the wind ripped the mountain apart and broke the boulders in pieces. So this wind passed by, the mountain was gone. After this, the wind passed by, the mountain was gone. Jesus, the wind of God is getting ready to blow through your life tonight. And it's going to not only destroy your problem, but when God gets through moving, there will be no evidence that a problem was never there. We all thank God for the soft, gentle breath, amen, of his love for us. Oh, glory to Jesus. But sometimes we need more than just a gentle breeze. Sometimes we need a mountain rock, smashing wind to blow through our lives in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. I thank God, and I praise him, and I give him the glory tonight. I want to say this to you tonight, my saints of God, my people of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, my co-laborers in the gospel. Some of you are facing mountains in your life, finances. Others of you are is up against the mountain of health issues that refuse to change. Some of you are dealing with a mountain of rebellious children and grandchildren. There are all kinds of mountains. And your mountain may be different, but the one thing they have in common is that they look impossible and they refuse to move. And the circumstances refuse to change. Just like Elijah was afraid and hiding. We get excited when God tells us something. Don't let other people see the limit for your life. Don't let other people set the limit for your life. Don't let them do it. Don't let other people set the limit for your life. It doesn't matter if other people don't believe. Their unbelief should not keep us from believing in our God-given hope. Thank you, Lord God. When God gives you a word, my brothers and sisters, when God gives you a word, when Jesus say, come, you don't have to ask the others around you, did you hear something? If it's a word for you, they are not going to hear it because it's for you. And they are not going to hear it. Amen? The Bible gives us a classic example. In Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 29, and so he said, this is what Jesus said to Peter, he said, come. And when Peter come down out of the boat, he walked on the water. Hello, somebody. When the Lord gave Peter a word to do something impossible, it doesn't say Peter turned around in the boat and asked for the advice of the others. What do you God think? I think he want me to go out there and do what he's doing. That's Peter talking. Did it sound like he said, come? I'm not quite sure what you think. That's what John said. What do you think, Thomas? Listen to Thomas, y'all. I'm sure you probably are thinking what Thomas was going to say. That's right. I doubt it. That's Thomas. John probably thought a lot of things at that very moment. Like I thought I was. Favorite disciples. Peter didn't ask anyone because he had heard the word of the Lord for his situation, and that was all he needed. When the wind blows, everything changes. I say when the wind blows, everything changes. I love Ezekiel. 37 chapter verses 1 through 19. Through 10, I'm sorry. Because we are first presented with all the brokenness the hopelessness and despair. And we see how the devil will go to destroy humanity. Or that valley, we see every phase of brokenness, humanity, brokenness. Oh, Jesus. Brokenness, marriage, broken dreams, broken health, sickness and disease of every kind. Cancer is there. Sugar diabetes is there. Asthma is there. Kidney trouble, liver problem, heart trouble, fear and depression, anxiety, worry, stress. It's all there in that valley. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they were very dry. The moisture, the joy, the essence of this life was gone. Let me say that again. And they were very dry. The moisture, the joy, the essence of life was gone. Let me share this again with you all. In that valley, hey, Jesus, in that valley, we see every phase of broken humanity, broken marriage, broken dreams, broken health, sickness and disease of every kind. Cancer is there. Sugar diabetes is there. Asthma is there. Kidney trouble, liver problem, heart trouble, fear and depression, anxiety, hey, Jesus, worry, stress. It's all there in that valley. And they were very dry. The moisture, the joy, and the essence of life was gone. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. This scene, y'all, is, oh God, is so vulnerable. Yes, Lord. This scene is so that in hopelessness that when God acts his mighty prophet of faith, can these bones live again? God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live again? Ezekiel cannot find enough faith to say yes. But only Ezekiel said, Lord, God, thou only knows. Ezekiel was telling God, these are your bones. Only you knows. This was not great faith on Elijah's part, but it was great obedience that should encourage somebody tonight. It's not great perfected mountain of faith that God needs from you. It's just enough faith to obey God. Jesus wants to be your faith partner. Come on, somebody. I said, Jesus wants to be your faith partner. If you need a partner, Jesus will be your faith partner. Thank you, Lord God. Come on, somebody. We can give you the courage. Listen, y'all. God can give you the courage like he did Peter so that you know, that you know, that you know your needs will be met and he will not let you down. He can give you the courage. God can. Only God can give you the courage. Like he did Peter, so that you know, that you know, that you know your needs will be met and he will not let you down. No, he won't. God will not let you down because the song says he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him to come, but when he comes, he's on time. Yes, he is. That's the kind of faith that will move mountains. That's the kind of faith that caused cancer to flee. That's the kind of faith that will take you straight through the fire. Safety over to the other side and let you stand in victory. Hello, somebody. That's the kind of faith that will make you victorious over every situation in your life. Thank you, Lord God. You may be looking at your own valley of dry bones right now, and it may look impossible, but God is going to turn your valley of dry bones, or he's going to turn your valley of death into a mountain of life. Did y'all get that? Hallelujah, Jesus. I say hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Yes, Lord. God will turn your valley of sickness into a mountain type of health. Your valley of death into a mountain type of blessing. Oh, hallelujah to the Lord. Yes, Lord. Your valley of loss into a mountain type of fullness and overflow, filling every empty area of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Weeping may endure for the night, said Jesus, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. If anybody needs joy, it comes in the morning. They use this script all the time. At funeral, but it's not a funeral voice. You can use it whenever, however. It said, weeping may endure for the night, hey, Lord, but joy, but joy, but joy comes in the morning. The scripture says all things work together. Romans 8:26. Scripture says all things work together. Not some things, but all things work together. That means every event in your life, when you love the Lord, said Jesus, God wants you to experience that wind that can bring the power of Pentecost, blowing away all the past. Not some of the past, but blowing away all the past, all the waste, all the hindrance that have stopped you, because his word declares, oh my God, his word declares in the book of Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lift your hand and begin to praise God. As you praise him, you're going to activate the wind, the anointing, and the power of God. Let me say that again. Lift your hand and begin to praise God. And as you praise him, you're going to activate the wind, the anointing, the power of God, and the Message Bible. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. Yes, if he said it, he'll do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. As you praise him, praise of God. Listen, listen. As you praise him, the wind is blowing. As you praise him, the devil works are being destroyed. Thank you, Lord. Destroy the devil's work in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. As you praise God, the wind is blowing. As you praise him, the devil works are being destroyed. Sickness is being destroyed. Death and lack are being destroyed. Bondage are being broken. Yokes are being destroyed. Habits and addiction are being destroyed. God just destroying everything that needs to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Destroy them, Lord God. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no power from hell. Hear me, my brothers and my sisters. There's no power from hell that can stand against the wind of God. Oh, I love that. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. There's no power from hell that can stand against the wind of God. When the wind blows, everything changes. Hey, Jesus, there's no power from hell that can stand against the wind of God. When the wind blows, everything changes. Come on, somebody. There's no power from hell. No power from hell that can stand against my God. That can stand against the wind of God. When the wind blows, everything changes. Everything changes. Hey, Jesus, Lord, thank you. Everything changes. Things are changing tonight. Whatever it is, things are changing. Things are changing. Because we're going out of 2017, going into 2018, and we're going in with a shout. We're going in with a praise. We're going in, say, my hallelujah belong to you, God. We're going in with a praise. We're going into 2018, and I thank God. I thank him for the things he done in 2017. And now we're going into 2018. But we're going in with a shout. We're going in with a bang. We're going in to say, look what God has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. And he told me to run on Jesus. Hey, Lord. He touched my body. He touched my mind. Hey, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Lord, y'all, we going in with a shout. And let's go in together with a shout and a bang saying, look what God has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're an old-time God. Yes, you are. You're an old-time God. Oh, glory, Jesus. You're an old-time God. And I thank you tonight. I thank you for those who's on the airwaves. Anyone on the airwaves need a change. You need to go ahead and lift your hands to God and say, Lord, I need a change in my life. I need a change in my life. You may be going through some other things, but tell God. Tell him. Talk to him like you talking to me. Talk to him like you talking to your sister, your brother, your mama. Talk to him. Tell him. I need this. I need a healing in my body. I need a financial blessing. I need a miracle. Someone in my family is ill, and I need to see a miracle. Go ahead on and talk to him. God is awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come on, somebody. Are you there? And you need a change? You need to let the wind blow on you tonight. If you're there, you need a change. You need to let the wind blow on you through these airways. Let it blow on you. Come on. The wind represents the Holy Spirit. The wind is the Holy Spirit, and it's blowing right now through these airways. Go ahead on and receive. If you're born again, you know you're saved. All you need is the Holy Spirit. You need the wind to blow. Come on and say, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Blow from the four corners of the earth. Blow from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come on and blow, wind. Blow, wind. Lift your hands and tell the wind to blow on you right now. You know who you are. Because I sure want the wind to blow on me tonight. I say, blow wind, blow, and when you blow, fall, fall on us, fall on us, hey, Jesus, come on, if that's you, and you're on the airways tonight, tell on somebody, if that's you, you want the wind to blow, press one, if you need a prayer report. You need a praise report. You need somebody to pray with you. You have a praise report. You need to have a comment. Come on. Press one. Come on, somebody. If you need to win the vote, press one. You have a comment, a praise report, or you need prayer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Come on, somebody. You can dial one and get into the conversation right now. Bless the woman of God here as she has delivered that sound. Oh, yeah. We get ready to cross over. I'm going to introduce you guys to a sound you're going to hear on Sunday night as we get ready to cross over. A sound. Oh, my God. Minister Terry, welcome to 52 Weeks of Love.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family, mighty woman of God. I tell you,
Pastor. Good evening, my sister.
Good
Christ,
evening.
My...
Yes.
Good.
I need the wind to blow.
Okay.
I heard you and I receive you. Yes, I need the wind to blow. Yes.
Let it blow,
Lord. Let it blow.
Let it blow
yes.
on your sister.
Yes.
Let it blow.
Yes, let it blow.
Blow wind. Tell the wind to blow on your sister.
You know, you was giving so much information. I was writing. I just had to stop writing and just start listening. You know,
oh,
sometimes the Lord, he tells us to be still and just listen.
And just
so
listen, yeah.
Just listen. Just listen and just meditate and take it in, you know, because
my God.
I tell you, I love listening to you. So much confirmation of things to come. You know, there's so much in his word that we don't get an interpretation. And then when we hear it on the broadcast through, you know, all the Now Network and the ones
my
that
Lord.
Come on to speak on the Now Network, it gets so much confirmation. So I say,
thank you,
Lord. And I
God
thank
get the glory.
I thank the deliverer that brought this word to Lord. I say, thank you. I love you, beautiful
God.
Sister.
Yes. I love you too, my sister.
Yes, and we're ready to cross over.
Yes,
crossing
over.
Thanking
crossing
him for
over.
2017, what he has done. Ooh,
yes.
Crossing over.
Yeah, it's countdown time. Better get ready.
It's countdown.
Come on, anyone
yes.
else want to celebrate with
Amen.
Evangelist Virginia tonight, go ahead and dial one. We still have a few minutes to open the lines up. If you need prayer, you may be that one person out there that doesn't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We really would love to just embrace you and share the love of Jesus with you, that you could come on in and finish strong, that you can cross over with us. God is no respecter of person. He'll do for you what he does for me, but we must choose him this day whom we will
yes,
serve.
Lord.
Come on, dial one and get into the conversation. Well, I see it sounds like everybody's a little bit shy tonight. We're not, and I'm not going to bust it tonight because we're really excited about this weekend and about how God and the flow of the Holy Spirit. And you're talking about the wind and when the wind comes, there's a sound. And when there's a sound, there's a place
yes.
of worship. And as we
yes.
take the last couple of minutes here, I want to take this. I'm gonna play this sound a lot longer on the crossover. But I'm gonna do about a minute of it just to
listen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
just
you.
Listen.
Thank you.
See, no
Thank
thoughts,
you,
no nothing. Just listen and see what the Lord says out of this sound.
Yes.
Amen. That is the sound of the blowing of the shofar. And that sound of just listening. I listen to this a lot. There's a couple things I listen to all the time other than music. But this is one of the things that I embrace, just to sit and listen at the sound of the horn and hear the essence of the Spirit of God. We got to meet God on that next level, as I've been sharing with everybody, as we prepare for the crossover. It's not horizontal. We cannot go from left to right. We cannot continue to do the things that we've done them, or continue to let the things that are being done to us happen. We have to make a decision that enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I will not be defeated.
Right.
I will not be destroyed. Yes. I will not be put in the grasp of the enemy any longer, because I'm about to elevate to a place where man and physicality cannot harm me. I want to be in the breast of Jesus, is in a place that you can dwell right now, but you have to change your thinking. I cannot overpreach that sermon of Romans 12 and 2. Is be not conformed to this world really means not to look at it in a linear way, but in a vertical connection with God from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven, that we can really abide with him.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, so I want more. I want more of your presence. I want more of your Spirit. I want more of your love. I need more of your healing. I need more of your word, Lord. I need more of your assignments, Lord. I need more dedication, Lord. I need to just give you whatever it is you desire.
Hallelujah.
As we worship you and we listen to the sound that takes us out of the equation, that you now rise up. Oh my God, and you reign. You reign over everything. The earth and the heaven, but you reign over us as your children, willing to worship you and serve you. Yeah, family, you have to join us. 12 hours of prayer, praise, word, worship. We are going 24 hours straight. We don't know what the Lord is going and how he's going to work out everybody's hour.
Lord.
We're believing everybody's going to start and finish in their time length, and God is going to use them in multiple ways. It may not be only just a preaching for an hour. It may be just prayer. We need to really focus, and I know for the first 3 hours, we really going to be focusing on prayer than anything.
On prayer, yes, Lord.
And we need to pray, and we're going to continue to pray every hour. And I believe God is going to guide all 24 vessels.
Thank you.
To be in total agreement. I saw a vision tonight. I'm not going to speak it, but as you were speaking, I saw a vision of what's going to come out of this year. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I repent. This season's crossover. What's going to be the manifestation for everybody out of this thing? I'm truly, 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 truly just, oh my God, I'm excited. So God bless you, woman of God. Excellent word. Excellent word, as always. Continuing 52 Weeks of Love next year. Now, we haven't talked.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard of a release date, and haven't heard you getting tired. So we're going to continue 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine for the season of 2018. Yes, next Friday will be week one. Oh, my God.
Thank you,
Lord. Like I've been doing you forever, and it's only been a couple of years.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Starting next Friday. Next Friday is the first week,
Lord.
Week one of 52 Weeks of Love.
Week
and I'm going to join. I'm going to be a part of that broadcast with the evangelist. And we're going to really go through the seven ways that God loves us again, as we did last season. And really, really launch again that God can to continue to grow you and move you. I love to minister with you. So I look forward to that next Friday. I've been trying not to preach. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been trying not to preach until the crossover. I have such a word in me, I can't let it out. And I get to going. I gave away some stuff, so I had to really just sit back and be obedient. And here, let me give a testimony. I never get sick. And even if I get a little scratchy throat, I never get down. I never, God had to shut me down. Oh, my God. And I feel the strength coming back and the joy is coming back. But he had to sit me down, because I will keep going when he tells me to stop.
Yes.
And I want to say this to somebody out there. Don't make God shut you down. It don't feel good.
That's it.
The comeback is okay.
It.
But when God shuts you down, it's worse than any sickness you'll ever have.
It sure is, man of God. Yes,
like Celsius Plus ain't going to help you. Third flu ain't going to help you. Antibodies ain't going to help you. But some prayer and some repentance will heal you.
Yes, come on.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So don't make God shut you down. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit and know to give God and yourself rest. that you could be
yes.
effective in what God has called you to be. Amen. Oh, you want to pray us out of here, woman of God?
Yes, man of God. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the honor and the glory, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for the Now Network. We thank you for the man of God. We thank you for everyone who are listening in tonight, Lord God. And we praise you. And we thank you for 2017 going into 2018, Lord. And we will always give you the glory and the honor because you deserve the praise, Lord. And the praise is hallelujah, Father. And we thank you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. And we appreciate you, Lord. And glory to your name, Jesus. And everybody say amen. Hallelujah.
I think you said somebody need to ask for a change. I need a change, Jesus.
Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. me.